Wildfire scientists are anticipating a normal season over much of Alaska this summer. That would mean about 1 million acres burned. Recent years have seen an early start to fire season, but Alaska Interagency Coordination Center Fire Weather Program Manager Heidi Strader says that's less likely over much of Alaska this year.
We have a fairly large snowpack around most of the state, over 100% in most areas, particularly through the southern half of Alaska. We expect this is going to give us a later start this year, so though there will be some fire activity in May, most of the season won't really kick in until June, which is normal for Alaska.
Snowpack was slightly below normal for the middle to lower Tanana Valley and on the North Slope, but Strader says wet weather last fall means fuels had a higher moisture content going into the season. Other factors considered in wildfire forecasting are climate patterns like the Pacific Decadal Oscillation, the fluctuation of North Pacific Ocean water temperatures. It's currently in a cold phase, and Strader says that normally correlates with winter and summer extremes.
We do seem to note that a wet winter is rarely followed by a wet summer, so we're expecting conditions to be a little drier around the state this summer.
The shorter-term El Niño-La Niña Southern Pacific Ocean temperature shift also affects Alaska weather, but Strader says its impact is currently a big question mark.
We are in a very neutral phase right now, but still on the La Niña side. If we stay where we're at, our fire seasons tend to be fairly low, much like last summer. If we switch to a little more of an El Niño component, those are some of the years that we've seen our larger fire seasons, so we're keeping a close eye on that.
Strader says lightning and rain shower activity are always major wildfire drivers and are hard to forecast days out, let alone months prior to the season. She says coming up with a general outlook is important as managers gear up for the season and try to anticipate moving resources to higher risk areas in Alaska and outside. She says managers meet this week to prepare updated forecasts for Alaska and the western lower 48 for release later in the month.